5-2, Duchess. I don't know what else I can tell you. That's about the whole story. And I, as I say, I appreciate the offers for the opportunity to go so high. And I'll be very happy if I get the 9. Oh, listen to this, too. If I get the 9, now this is going to take a couple of months. You wait and see. But anyway, if and when I get it, I'll be at 9, GS9 step 2. They can't make me a 1 because, oh, I explained this on the last tape, or I tried to, that I have to go 2 pay levels, 2 increases. Well, when you go from the 8 to the 9, 9 step 1 doesn't give me 2 levels as far as increases, so I go to 2. I checked that today, too, with Ms. Brandon. And she said, yes, it would be a 9 in step 2. And that's pretty good. Let me go check the thing, what the salary is on that. Just a second. I have it over here on my wall. Okay, Duchess, I was checking it out. It's a step, GS9, step 2, is $8,744 a year. Plus, you have to add on 25% differential, which is another $2,186. Totaling $10,930. Now that's pretty good. Of course, now I don't have this 9 yet, Duchess. You know, I'm waiting to see. It's going to take a couple of weeks at least. But, and I may not get it. I may have to wait a full year until next January before I'm eligible. I don't know yet. But that's a far cry from a year and a half ago when I agreed to come to work on this job for $5,300. It's more than doubled. That's something. I mean, I'm quite amazed about that myself. And as I say, I'm pleased about it. The openings are here. You just have to get Ruth's backing. So if Ruth will support you, I mean, if she gives you a good evaluation and recommends you, you can go pretty far. Of course, I could have had the 9 in January. It would have meant leaving the division. Kind of prone to second division because it's the place to be as far as I'm concerned. So I took the 8. Oh dear. I know. I'm just, you know, I sit here, I have to pack everything I have again. My stereo equipment will be worn out just from me packing and unpacking. And the rooms over there are very small. And as I say, with all these women, you know, they have one bathroom, small bathroom, one tub, one shower, I think. You know, here I'm spoiled. I take a shower anytime I want to. And with Mike, it was very easy. We always kind of blended in. We didn't have any problems with showers or stereos. And if one was playing, we just shut the other one off. But down there, it would be very hard. You have to be careful at night. You can't play things too loud. If anyone visits you, everybody knows about it. You know, and this is another thing. It's very convenient. If someone stops here, I can do pretty much what I want to do without having everybody in on it. But I was thinking in terms of Robbie. He won't be able to visit at all because he wouldn't be found dead in the woman's dormitory. And this makes it hard. Besides that, I feel I'll never get away from RC1. You know, I'll be club director of a big club. Where else would they move me to? They wouldn't move me to another big club. So I think when I make this move, and as I say, I don't have much choice about it. I told Ruth I wasn't happy going because I was quite contented. Excuse me. But I feel that this will take place in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and I'll probably be there until whenever I come home. So there you have it. Boy, I just had a sneezing fit. Let's see if I can talk about something else besides my new big move. I'm just about at boiling point, you know, and I should be very grateful, I guess. But the last place I would want to go, Duchess, is RC1. Nobody wants to go there. When you have the big poncho, you live in the same dorm, and and she'll be working about 20 yards from the service club, her offices. Oh, dear me. You know? Who needs it? Oh, dear. What else? Today, when I was down in Seoul, I did go into the PX for a few minutes. I bought some Nair. This is a new Nair. It's different than the... What I had was very old. So I mentioned it because I had asked you about picking some up. This is the first time I've seen it. But anyhow, I got a bottle, so there's no big rush on you sending any. Not by a long shot. Oh, you know what else I picked up? A couple of bottles of Mitchum deodorant. You know, it's $3 back in the States, and I paid $2.15 a bottle. So I think that's a good saving. And I got a couple of bottles because now you have to get things like that because you won't see them in the summertime when you need them. And I also bought two pairs of flat shoes. I had two or three pairs, but two pair are pretty well shot. And, of course, from here to go to Seoul isn't bad at all. It's just an hour and 10, 15 minutes on the bus. And, of course, I've been running down quite a bit. But when I go to RC1, that's another half hour to add on to that. So that's like, oh, well over 3 hours, 3.5 hours to go down and come back from RC1. So I thought I'd try to pick up a couple of things while I was here. There are some advantages to being at one, but very few, very few. The one advantage is you have the bigger PX at one than you do on the other compounds, which means I'll be able to buy things when they come in, because if you don't get them, they're gone by the next day. That's the one advantage I can think of. Other than that, it's not good. Anyway, they better get some personnel in, because I can't run that big club by myself. I can't run this little club by myself. I say by myself, though, because I have a staff under me, but like my cook, he's going to be out 10 days. He's got neuralgia or something. I don't know. I've got a certificate in Korean, so I can't read it, but he's sick. And I am hiring a boy to work full-time down here. Not hiring. The Army is going to detail him to the service club full-time. Now, that's all I needed to have this club swinging. I could manage it by myself if I had a GI that spoke English, you know, that I could rely on for messages and answering the phone and what have you. But they're clearing his papers, and he'll probably start working in a few days. Here now, I'm going to be moved after I... You know, you feel like you work so hard to get so many things, and as soon as you start to get things going the way they should be, bingo, they pull me right out. Boy, oh boy, I'm telling you. This afternoon, coming back from Seoul, I bumped into Carolyn Dodd down there. She's going to Hong Kong or Bangkok or something today or tomorrow. But anyway, she said she'd give me a ride back. She was coming up this way. But somehow she didn't show up. She was supposed to pick me up at 1:45 in front of CPO. She didn't come. There was no 2 o'clock bus. So I hitchhiked a ride. I stopped at 3/4 ton. And he, because I read the bumper market and I knew they were going to second division. So they gave me a ride, these two boys. But it was cold because we had no windows in the truck. So I was frozen. I just got home about an hour ago. So that took care of today, and that was my day off, judges. Next week, I probably will go to Seoul again. I want to try and pick up the wig. I don't know what day. I'll see how it works out. I don't even know why, because I probably won't wear it unless I get it cut quite a bit, because it's quite long, and as I say, for the summer, who needs long hair? So those are a couple of things I have to do yet. Such as I have to inject this. The pay raise that I quoted you before on this tape, of course, that all changes in July. We get another raise. Oh, God, yeah, I know what you're saying and thinking. I don't think it's too much, but we do get another raise in July. And then I think one next year. It's, I mean, an overall raise. I was just thinking also that Carolyn Hogstead, she's been in service clubs about, I don't know, 13, 14 years, somewhere around there. And she is a 9 step 5. That's only a few hundred more than what I'll be making if I get this 9 step 2. So, because she stayed at 5 a couple of years, then 7 a couple of years. So, boy, oh boy, I'm telling you, it goes quickly, doesn't it? I mean, for me, if there's some rare aspect to it, I always seem to fall into it. Fortunately, I have been fortunate, but I am scared. I really am, because that's a big club, the busiest club it is in the division. Not so much attendance-wise, because RC3 has more attendance. That's because of the captive audience north of the river. RC1 is the busiest, and as I say, the most centrally located, and the biggest recreation center in RC, that's for sure. And I just don't know where the energy is going to come from to do what has to be done there. But it sure would be nice money if I get an RC rating. So I'm not complaining now. Because I'll spend it. I can think of any number of ways to spend it, but oh dear. Duchess, I received your letter of April the 5th, the one where you told me another package is on its way. Mercy, that's great. Don't worry about the mail. Anything that comes here will be fine because they'll forward it. I'll have to come down and pick it up. But I won't be moving for a couple of weeks. At least I don't think I'll be moving. Probably the very beginning of May or somewhere around there. I don't know. I have to wait till Ruth calls me on that. But I'll let you know in plenty of time. Also, in that letter, you were telling me all about Farmer Harper's duties coming up now for the planting time. I thought of you today riding back. You know, we have nothing but rice paddies out here, and the farmers are in the rice paddies, mud up to their knees, plowing away. You know, I thought of all the duties you have to do back at 2 Catalina Court. What else? Any other news that I received? I don't think so. I'm not thinking that just at the moment. I'm just, you know, kind of bubbling and not bubbling about this move. Really, usually just leave me alone. You think I was girl wonder, and I'm not. I think Ruth is in for rude awakening. I can do a good job, but there's nothing special about it. Of course, who else does she have to compare with? Edith, Carolyn Hogshead, or Vicky. Vicky does a good job with her problems. Anyway, just know I'm well, and I'll keep you posted on everything. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.